Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, Clubbers.
I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Anyway, I've got a game.
Oh. A special Nicole Goodman game.
A special game to really hone in how we can ask for help.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
James, our lovely producer, will you join in with us in the game?
I'd be delighted.
Yes, James is back. We love having James. Okay, the game is called the I Need Game.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Oh, you're looking excited.
Yeah, I'm quite up for this.
Okay, so here's how it goes. Yep. And all three of us are going to do this, okay?
Okay.
So as we've learned this week, it's important to ask for help, but it is difficult to do so. Oh, actually, before we get into it, James, how are you asking for help?
I like to pretend I'm good at it. I'm terrible at it because I always think I know a better way.
Oh, interesting.
That's an interesting perspective. Yeah. So this game is going to get us in the habit of asking for help, voicing our needs and respecting our needs.
Okay.
Because I think part of this people not asking for help is people aren't seeing their needs as important enough. You know, they're kind of sidelining their own needs and putting someone else's needs above their own.
Okay.
So we have to say one thing from three different areas of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need from my family is...
Yep.
What I need from my friends is, what I need from my work is.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to get us into the habit of asking for what we need.
Right. Are we going to do one each?
Any questions?
No questions for me. James, any questions?
Think we're okay.
Okay. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Are we going to do one each or all three at the same time?
Whatever you want.
Let's do one each.
So we're all going to go around saying what I need from my family is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What I need from my family is for everybody to do their own little bit so that all the burden is not upon me.
Nice. James?
Are we going family, yeah?
Yeah.
Family.
What do I need from my family? Some time, I think. Quiet. I have a 13 and a 7-year-old. I think my real demand is quiet.
Right. Okay. So what I need from my family is quiet. Nice. What I need from my family is similar to Lauren's, is for everyone to pick their shit up.
It's never going to happen, Nicole. You're living in a fantasy land.
You put it so much more politely. As in, everyone just to do their little bit and, you know, be a little bit. Everyone to pick their shit up. And also, the other thing I need from my family is to appreciate what it takes to run a nice, clean, tidy house.
Never going to happen until they're running their own. And then they'll be like, Mom!
But these are my needs.
Yeah.
That is what I need from my family. I would be so much happier in my home if everyone just did
I'm sorry, but I don't think your needs are going to be met.
What about yours then? Yours are the same.
They are, but I do ask quite specifically. And if I do ask, it is done. Without complaint, it is just done. So, but I maybe need to ask more and more frequently.
I don't understand why yours are going to be met and mine aren't.
Because
is everyone? Are you with me, James?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate, but
no, seriously.
Because I will say, Max, please could you unload the dishwasher? And I won't get any like back chat or Meh! He'll just do it, and I won't shout. He won't shout. And so it carries on.
Is it not that you're asking for something specific?
I'm asking for
Nicole is asking for a
yeah, I'm asking.
You're asking for recognition.
I'm asking for small specific tasks to be done.
I'm asking for you to pick your trainers up that sit at the bottom of the stairs.
Well, that's much more specific pick your shit up.
I'm asking for you to make your bed in the morning. Right. I'm asking to not trip over your clothes on the way to my bed. I'm asking you to pick stuff up.
Are you being specific in your asking for help requests? Daisy, please, could you take your trainers from the hallway and put them in your bedroom?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
That's good.
I get ignored, but that's I am.
It's definitely harder to say no to a specific request.
Yes, it is.
I think everyone should come to my house for 1 hour and see what happens. James, how likely are you to get quiet in your house?
I make it for myself. I get up at 6 a.m. before anyone else does so that I have an hour to myself.
Nice. The power hour. We
the
did that.
The power hour.
Weekends. I get up at the crack of dawn on weekends because everyone sleeps in and then I get
the space.
3 hours to myself.
Nice.
And not in a mean way.
No, no.
I love them.
Yeah.
But I'm very good in my own space and I need it.
Yeah.
Good for you. And good for you for recognizing that. We applaud it, don't we?
I like it.
Okay, let's move on. What I need from my friends is?
It's a hard one because I don't really feel like I need anything.
Is there a block here? Because we always need something. Doesn't need to be massive, but it's about acknowledging your needs.
I can't apply this to all of my friends. So can I just apply it to like a couple?
Yeah.
Okay, so to like maybe two, I would say, what I need is sometimes for you to check in with me.
You and I are like a mirror image today.
Are we?
Not that we're not wearing the same.
Is that it? I mean, that's it really. And that does really is not across the board. It's just with two, I'd say specific people who I just feel like I love you and I always check in with you, but you don't ever seem to assume that I need checking in with. And you know what? I don't most of the time, but it would just be really nice to not always feel like I'm the one reaching out. That's all. That's it. And it's not a big deal.
But also, it's okay to want your friends to check in with you because I think it's nice.
Yeah.
You want them to share in your life as you share in theirs.
Yes.
And it's about connecting.
I think it's about the reciprocation of care.
Yes. Nice.
That's all.
Beautiful. James.
From my friends, I guess I wish they would force me to do things more often. What I mean by forcing me to do things is Saturday night, we're going up to town. I really have to be bothered.
Yes.
To go. And whenever I go, I have a great time.
Of course.
Really pleased I went. You know, it's the same old thing. We've known it forever. But it does sometimes require some heavy pushing.
Okay.
Ah. And you need them to do that heavy pushing sometimes.
Yes.
Nice.
Because I can't say no often to them.
Okay.
I like that. I need from my friends, I guess I can withdraw sometimes. If I'm going through difficult periods or I'm a bit stressed or I've got a lot going on, then I do withdraw. Not in a mean way. It's just I guess that's a coping mechanism of mine. And when I withdraw, I need my friends to, and again, not all my friends, I guess my closest friends to check in.
Notice.
Are you okay?
Notice.
I haven't spoken to you or when we've spoken, you've been quite quiet. What's going on? Just that's kind of my area where I might need a bit of support and I do struggle asking for it. I really do. So I guess I would like them to notice and to come to me.
Okay.
That's much better. I'm stealing that one.
Do you do that too?
I'm terrible.
Will you withdraw?
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's easier. But then I've noticed through this week, actually, and I've really, because I've been looking at it and dissecting it and I've been talking about it with my best friend a lot, it's not actually fair on them.
Well, it also doesn't work because what happens is we're all busy. We all have lives, kids, work, everything else going on. So when someone retreats, you may not actually notice. You may just assume wrongly. They're just really busy.
Yeah.
And that happened with me recently. I hadn't spoken to someone in like nearly 3 weeks. And I thought, God, what the fuck's going on with her? You know, she can't bother to speak to me. It turned out she actually had a really, really awful, awful time. She had to have loads of tests and in and out of hospital for all sorts of things. And then I just felt terrible because I thought, God, if I should have noticed the absence and checked in. Yeah. Hey, why haven't you been around for 2 weeks?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
Exactly that. Yeah. Rather than make the assumption that she was just too busy to speak to me. Yeah. So I think that it's on us, all of us, to say, you know what? I'm not feeling so great at the moment. And I'm finding it quite hard to talk about it, rather than just the vanishing.
Yes.
So because people don't notice the vanishing always.
Or they take it wrongly, like what you've just spoken to, which I think is really, really powerful, because I think a lot of people would jump to that. And I'm sure people in my life do jump to that when I withdraw. Oh God. Oh,
she's just busy.
Oh, she's busy and she's got no time.
Yeah.
And it's not that.
Yeah.
It's actually that I'm struggling.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to say, look, I'm struggling, I'm withdrawing, I know I do that, I need some help.
Also, because if you engage in that conversation, you have to have the conversation.
You have to have the conversation.
You can't go, I'm struggling, okay, bye.
Yeah, but I'm going to withdraw, just so you know, it's not you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. So you have to feel willing to have that chat.
And safe.
Yeah.
That's a part of it, isn't it? Okay, the next one. What I need from my work is... Lauren's rolling her eyes.
What I need from my work is the others around me to do their part as much as I do mine. That's not you, by the way.
I was going to say.
Or you.
We're both sitting here like, this is a little bit awkward.
I'm like, we need to have a discussion. ASAP.
Seems an odd time to start this meeting, but okay.
Well, Nicole, the thing is... I didn't want to say, but I'll just say it on the show.
Seriously, it's not about me.
No, it's not about
you.
Do you
promise?
Or James, you know who it's about. We're in the same boat here.
Okay. I do know who it's about.
You with me?
I'm relieved that it's not about me.
Of course it's not about you.
I don't want to make it about me, like, because what we've just spoken about. But you literally looked me in the eye, you said that,
well,
and I thought
you would,
Jesus, how am I not pulling my weight?
I thought you were understanding precisely what I was getting at.
No, I went into total panic.
Okay, no.
James, did you go into total panic, seeing as we all worked together?
For a brief second, I did.
Fucking hell.
I thought this was the plan. This was the end. She was just going to get up and walk out.
I'm off. All of a sudden, we're not using your studio anymore, James.
Or you, Nicole. I don't know what you're getting excited about.
James, it was just going to be you and me. Whew. Okay. Lovely. My hands can stop sweating now. James?
What do I need from work?
Yeah.
I don't know. I quite like my work.
I need
all my podcasts to tell other podcasts how amazing it is to record here.
Okay.
And what a difference it makes.
I like it because it's really specific.
And we can do that.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought of that.
No, but we're doing it now.
We can actually do that for you.
Yeah.
And we would be delighted to.
Thanks very much.
Because you run a fantastic studio here.
See?
And it's a total pleasure working with you, as we've said before.
Yes.
I'm blushing in audio.
What I need from my work is promises to be kept and financially rewarded for hard work.
I think that most people who go to work do it hopefully because they enjoy it and feel fulfilled, but also to earn a salary. And I don't think there's anything bad about that.
No, I don't either.
It's a fact.
Yes.